This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media Voting News. We're about to speak to John Ravitz, who's the executive director of the New York City Board of Elections. Welcome to Utopia Media.
Thank you very much.
As you know, an article that appeared a few weeks ago in the New York Daily News said that 46,000 people were registered to vote in Florida and also registered to vote in New York City in a violation of the law. What's the status from your organization's point of view of this problem?
Well, again, after the Daily News wrote the article, I mean, we were never the only names that actual names we saw were those names that appeared in the article, which were five names.
Right.
We have verified them. But more importantly, what we have done is we have been in touch with the Secretary of State's Office of Florida.
Right.
Our MIS department and their MIS department are working together. We've traded voter files.
Right.
We have given them our entire voter file. They asked us to concentrate in eight counties in Florida. And once we have that information done, and once we're all working off of one list, meaning that we're able to see which names appear on both lists, then we'll be able to go into a more in-depth search to see in case of an example of Mrs. just say a Miss S, county did Miss S last vote in? Was it a county in Florida? Was it a county in New York? Where did she register last? Was it a county in Florida? Was it a county in New York City? And so we'll be able to then compare to see if there are the dual voters that. But it's done, I think, now in a very responsible way because, as I said, we'll be working off of active voting files from both New York City and Florida.
Okay, two or three particular points. What's happening with the four or five people who are mentioned in the article?
Well, again, we're still verifying them with Florida because we want to make sure that's the case. And
okay.
We will, and that's part of the process as well.
Now, are you looking at just the active voting lists or any records of who actually does that?
Well, once we get the name,
who actually voted?
Yeah,
right?
That's the second stage of this. We want to make sure that again, Florida and New York has working off the same numbers of people,
right,
and those names that are on both lists, and then we'll ask them to do a voter search. We'll do a voter search in terms of the voter history, and then we'll take it to the next step after that.
Has the Secretary of State of Florida been involved, or whoever runs
the office? Her office has been involved, yes.
Right.
And their MIS department and our MIS department have had numerous conference calls, and as I said, they're the two departments that have been trading voter files.
Okay, now the HAVA Act of 2002 requires each state to have a computerized interactive
New York
database.
State. Yeah, New York State does not have the statewide database in a formation yet. We took the waiver. New York State took the waiver that gives us until 2006 to have that database up and going.
Has this incident encouraged or inspired people to move more with more alacrity on
that? Well, I mean, I think this incident as well as others, I think it's important that we have that type of database because it can make lives easy for all election officials. Right now in New York, I can tell you that it's not a rule, but we try to accommodate our fellow counties by sharing that information back and forth, and they do the same with us. But a uniform statewide database obviously would make everyone's life a lot easier.
Are some people registered to vote in the Hamptons and in Manhattan and can vote in two places under current circumstances?
Well, that we haven't come into that. We haven't seen that as of yet. And obviously, in a federal election, that's not that they would be violating the law. So we obviously do want to try to keep our 4 million plus active voting file as current as possible. And this exercise that we're doing with Florida, I think, is important to help us do that.
As you understand it, is it illegal under? And if so, under whose law, to be registered in two places versus voting in two places?
No, I don't believe it's illegal to be registered. I believe it is illegal to be voting in two places.
So, in fact, if you found 46,000 people double registered in New York City,
we would then have to go to the next step and do a voter history
and find who voted in,
exactly, in
the same.
So,
election.
In a sense, the Daily News article did as in depth of a study as that.
So in fact, if someone who's registered to vote in Queens and in Florida,
mm-hmm.
But they voted in Florida in 2000 and they voted in New York in 2002, that's, as far as you can see, not necessarily any violation of the law there.
No, but we would want to reach out to that voter now to see where their primary address is.
And how are you going to...
Well, again, once we have that list and once we have those names, we'll be able to go through the process of reaching out to the voters and asking them to give us their primary residence.
Okay, and who is it exactly who decides what the rules are for the primary residence? Is it New York? Is it Florida? Is it the federal government?
Well, one of the things that we'll do is once we have that list ready, I'll present it to the commissioners of the Board of Elections, and they set policy for us. and they will ask them to instruct us on how they want to proceed from there.
Okay, it's my understanding, or at least I heard from some people in Florida, that they were New Yorkers, they moved to Florida, or they moved to Florida for part of the year, they re-registered in Florida, and they... What was their responsibility under New York law, or is there any?
Well, it's
to
a gray area.
Notify you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a gray area in that regard, and I think a lot of, you know, the term that is used is snowbirds.
Right.
And so I think, again, we want to see the number of people that we're talking about, and then we'll be able to make a determination from there.
The HAVA law, which requires each state to develop its own computerized database, does not require the states to compare them across state lines. Do you think that would be a good idea?
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to handle these issues in a responsible way, I think what we're doing with the state of Florida is a model for that. I mean, obviously,
right.
We're sharing information. Our technical people are in touch with their technical people. Our general counsel will be in touch with their general counsel if we have to take it to the next level. And we'll be on the same page. But I think, you know, whatever a situation like this happens, the most important thing is for election officials to develop a strong line of communications with each other.
Would you recommend that the federal government adopt a law that requires states to compare their lists?
Well, right now we haven't even implemented a third of the Help America Vote Act yet, so I want to get through this first ID requirement procedures that are affecting us this year, and then we'll see how we go from there.
What?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Are you doing anything special in light of all this in terms of the upcoming elections next month?
Well, what we are preparing for is this, the first piece of the Help America Vote Act that is going to be impacting New York State and New York City is the identification piece for those people who registered to vote for the first time by mail after January 1st, 2003. And we have roughly about 20,000 voters throughout the city who are going to be affected like in that regard. So we are educating our staff. We have over 30,000 Election Day workers as well as the public about why certain people might be asked to show ID when they come to the polling sites on November 2nd.
And which people are required?
Those people who registered to vote for the first time by mail
right. After
January 1st, 2003.
And how much identification do they need to show?
For New York City, a photo ID, a utility bill, a bank statement, a government documentation, a government paycheck or an employee paycheck, as long as it has their name and address on it.
Okay, and so what's the next thing we're going to see publicly from the work you're now doing with Florida?
Again, once we have the data, I will report to the commissioners, and they will tell us how to proceed from there.
And is there some time frame that you're expecting
for
that?
Well, you know, we're in the process now of preparing for the general election, and that's our number one priority. And we also are trying to make sure that everyone who registered to vote the last week was last week to register to vote to be able to vote on the November 2nd general election, that we have them in our systems and ready to go. So we're trying to get to this as quickly as possible.
But no one's going to be taken off the rolls in New York on the basis of this before this election.
I can't tell you that yet because I don't know what the final results will be.
But based on all of the things that have to be done on this study and all the other things you're working on,
this is an important issue. We certainly don't want to shortchange it, but I can't tell you exactly what the date is that we're going to take it to the next step.
Okay, and if you do find people in the study who have voted in both places in the same election, are you going to be prosecuting them, or is anyone going to go to the federal government?
That's a legal question that our general counsel would have to talk to the commissioners about.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much,
okay.
And good luck.
Take care.
Bye.